This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Supreme Court heard a Colorado case today on whether a state can require presidential electors to vote for the candidate who wins the state's popular vote. An appeals court found electors are free to choose the candidate they like. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg asked Colorado's Attorney General about that.
Can you give us an idea of the practical consequences of a ruling one way or another?
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser.
Your Honor, the chaos that could result from upholding the Tenth Circuit's ruling is one that could occasion a constitutional crisis.
On the other side, lawyers defending the so-called faithless elector say the Constitution protects the independence of presidential electors. Cyberbullying and welfare checks were among the top three tips last month to Colorado's system for students to report potential school threats or violence. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Those two categories moved ahead of reports of in-person bullying and drugs, which are often among the top tips to Safe to Tell, an anonymous reporting system. Welfare checks are usually reports that express concern about a peer's safety. Tips could result in a home visit by a law enforcement officer. Suicide remains the top tip. With schools closed, April tips were down 67% from the previous month. Safety concerns have shifted to home. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado schools will get nearly $121 million from the federal economic stimulus package. Districts can apply for the money later this month. Schools are expecting big cuts in state funding. This is CPR News.